Will history repeat itself? Will Ukraine be Putin's downfall? This is March 1st, 2022. My son asked me on the phone last night if I had gotten anything about Putin's and the situation in the Ukraine. Well, I did not, but his question made me think. The next morning, March 1st, I felt prompted to look up scriptures in Daniel chapter 11. I knew that Putin was not the Antichrist and that there had to be a change of leadership in Russia before the Antichrist could come to power. I also learned that Daniel 11:21 was about the Antichrist, so I started reading backwards. Then verse 19 seemed clear to me that there was a definite possibility that this one could apply to Putin and the Ukraine. See what you think. Putin is now the main leader of Russia. But did he overstep himself to get into this war with the Ukraine? We know that history repeats itself. A century ago in Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm II overstepped himself with World War I. Wilhelm fled, and we had a weak stand-in government, the Weimar Republic, which faced hyperinflation, and this paved the way for the strong warlike leader Hitler to rise to power. We find a similar pattern in the French Revolution. After King Louis XVI went to the guillotine in 1793, France had the brutal leadership of Robespierre, followed by Le Directoire, which paved the way for a strong, warlike leader, Napoleon, to rise to power in 1799. Now, how does this apply to Russia's situation? A prophecy in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 19 to 23, written 2,500 years ago, says that a leader will stumble and fall and not be found. Does this refer to Putin? The complete verse says, "Then he shall turn his face towards the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found." Daniel 11:19. Is Ukraine that strong fort that Putin turned against as he considered it to be of his own land and part of the former USSR? The Ukrainians are ready to defend their fort and country. Does this invasion of Ukraine become Putin's downfall and his end? If so, then things are heating up from a biblical prophecy perspective. Next, we get a raiser of taxes. Daniel continues in chapter 11, "Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle." That was Daniel 11:20. From this we see that a political leader who tries to save the economy and the hyperinflation of Russia by raising high taxes. But the tax man won't last long. Who is next? After the tax man, we get again a strong, warlike leader to pull the world out of the turmoil and economic mess. It says, "In his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries." Daniel 11:21. He will not have the honor of being the official leader, whether prime minister or president. But he is a smooth, powerful, and persuasive speaker and weasels his way to the top just like Hitler did. And also, Napoleon was not elected. This strong warlike leader will, according to the scriptures, be the king of the north. This means north of Israel, which is Russia, or one of the former Soviet states. It says, "With the arms of a flood, they shall be overflown before him, and they shall be broken. Yea, he is also the prince of the covenant." Daniel 11:21. The government that is then in existence will be overwhelmed by the powerful flood of support for him and gives up. He is also the Prince of the Covenant. He puts forth an economic peace treaty. The Bible refers to this strong warlike leader as the beast in Revelation 13 verses 1 through 10, or the Antichrist. Please see the pamphlet, The Antichrist, and download it. The prophet Ezekiel gives a prophecy about this strong leader. It says, "It shall be in the latter days. This says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech, which is Moscow, and Tubal, which is Tobolsk." Those are cities in Russia. Ezekiel 38, verses 16 and verse 3. So he's the chief prince there, so he's the leader. The word Antichrist in the original Greek is Avrichristus, which is translated in the Bible as Antichrist. Anti to us means against. Anti in the original Greek means instead of. Antichrist literally means replacement of Christ or instead of Christ. Many will believe that this person comes as the final reincarnation of Christ. He is a mover and a shaker. And the beast was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the devil gave him his power and great authority. Revelation 13:2. He doesn't just talk, he is a mover and shaker, and takes the world by storm, as fast as a leopard, feet of a bear. And he gets on his feet with the bear market, the financial collapse, and with the socialist ideology of Russia, the bear. He has the wisdom of the devil to wrap us around his little finger. With money, he takes us down the path of enslavement and final destruction. For more details, download the booklet A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2. But why would anyone believe the Bible? Michael Drosnin wrote in his book The Bible Code that Isaac Newton was convinced there was a hidden code in the Bible that would reveal the future. Harold Gans, who was a senior codebreaker for the American intelligence at the Pentagon, was certain that he could prove that the code did not exist. It sent a chill up my spine, Gans recalled. At first, I was 100% skeptical. I set out to disprove the code, and I ended up proving it. What did Nostradamus write? Many scholars have interpreted Nostradamus' prophecies over the years. The common consensus is that the first Antichrist was named Napoleon Roy, that was Napoleon. The second named Hister, he was Hitler. And the third one was named Mabuse, and we have yet to figure out who this last Antichrist will be. Paul Henry Spaak, a founding father of the European Union and second secretary to the NATO, said more than half a century ago, "What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all people, to lead us out of this economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us a man, be he God or the devil, and we will receive him." The PowerPoint, What is Next, explains about the Antichrist, his 7-year reign ending in nuclear war, and Jesus returning. Yes. Prepare now to know what to expect and to become an overcomer. At the site johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on many subjects, from creation to science to kingdom come, plus 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are free, no cookies, no info requests, so we can spread the news.